Hello, dear listener, it's Daniel. Now, before we get to this episode, just want to remind you, me and Core just launched a Patreon. For $7 a month, you can get exclusive content. Now, how do you sign up for said exclusive content? Well, we made it easy. There's a link down in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/litdpod. We'll see you soon. Now, let's get to today's episode. Welcome to Light in the Darkness.
Off Topic. Off Topic episodes are a sub-series within the greater Light in the Darkness podcast, where Daniel and I have an opportunity to have conversation that strays away from our normal supernatural and paranormal fare. These are our day-in and day-out conversations. The only difference is this time we set up the microphones and we're recording it, so you can take a listen.
So consider yourself invited to the digital campfire, if you will. The microphones are on, the coffee's hot and delicious, it is cold as junk outside, and boy, are we excited to talk to you guys tonight.
Now, it is cold outside, but if you want something that will warm the very cockles of your heart, all you have to do is go over to litdpod.com/support, give a donation of absolutely any amount, and what will the lovely people get, Daniel?
Well, I got to tell you, they'll get basically, as we've described in the past, something of a Leatherman or multi-tool type sticker. If I recall, the size is 3.5 by 3.5. And let me tell you, I don't recommend it, and it would hurt my heart. But if you needed to start a fire in a pinch, they will burn.
I don't know that to be true personally.
Everything burns. I'm sorry. That was a relapse.
This got dark.
That was my pyro days.
This got dark quick.
I'm a repentant pyro.
But dear listener, our sticker is for you to use in any way that you see fit. So if you choose to set it on fire.
That's open-ended, bro. That felt too broad. What did we just encourage someone to do with our sticker?
I don't know. I suppose the sky is the limit if you wanted to patch a hot air balloon with it.
Maybe it's to the depths. Maybe the oxygen tank that you like to scuba with needs a good old patch. They do that to those. You don't buy a new one. You patch the old one. Times are hard.
Can't legally endorse that. Cannot possibly legally endorse that.
We did get backlash over patching an oxygen tent.
Yes.
Not legal backlash, but it was a tongue lashing, if you will.
Or you can put the sticker on the back of your phone. That same phone that you're probably listening to us on right now. I hope you have enough battery to get you through to the end of this episode. Speaking of recharging a battery, that seems to take me to tonight's topic.
Spiritually recharging.
So Danny boy.
Yes.
This topic is one that literally not even an hour ago you dropped on me while we were having a delicious hibachi dinner.
It was good.
It was meat free. It was meat free.
Unashamedly delicious.
Wonderful for a fast. the other times I prefer the beef. Well, anyway, moving on. So this is a topic that you just dropped on me not long ago. So why don't you explain to the people what you mean when you say spiritually recharging?
Well, I literally got this tiny little breadcrumb in my spirit, and I just pursued it with the Lord. I think, as believers, we love taking care of others. I believe, as human beings a lot of times, moms, dads, brothers, sisters, we love taking care of others. If there's anything that has been popular about, well, let's just say since that pandemic, it's been self-care. That's one thing that I would say might have come out of that. There's a couple good things, but self-care, whether you're going at it from a mental point of view, a physical point of view, even an emotional point of view. But tonight, I want to come at it from a spiritual point of view. What are you doing to spiritually take care of you?
Mm.
To keep that spiritual battery within you charged up. Because, look, you can love Jesus. You can have a servant's heart. You can. But if it's not in there to pour out, you can get burnt out quick. Can I get an amen from the choir?
Amen.
Well, that's what I wanted. Okay. Let me tell you something. Look, nobody likes a show off, so Sister Shirley, sit down. But I think that's a really, really, one more again, really important thing is our spiritual health. Now, I think whoever's listening is going, okay, cool. What are some ways I spiritually recharge the battery? That's exactly what we're going to talk about tonight and what that looks like.
And I feel like we've touched on this topic on Off Topics in the past. I feel like we've kind of dibble-dabbled around it a little bit, but we've never had a full in-depth conversation on recharging the batteries and why that's important. You know, we're supposed to be filled with the Spirit, and it's a continual pouring in because we're continually pouring out, right? Like, every conversation that we have is going to be taxing. Every time we do anything in life, it takes energy to do anything. Now, physically, and you need to eat. You need to eat to recharge what's going on inside of you physically so your body can break down calories. So what is it that your spirit is chewing on? What is it your spirit is digesting in order to produce spiritual calories, if we want to look at it that way?
I am a fan of spiritual carbs, if that's where we're going with this. So I will take the spiritual Funyuns, please.
What is the spiritual equivalent of macaroni and cheese?
I am almost positive that is at least one Jesse Duplantis sermon. And you must be watching it, not just listening, because he's a character. But I think for me personally, because we're going to dive into this and some of the things that we do, a big one for me is spending time with the Lord in worship. I've said this before, but just being in his presence in worship, singing to him, loving on him, being quiet, just listening, even during praise and worship time, in the car, in the shower, but just good old worshiping, singing, basking in that good Holy Ghost presence, and having that wonderful spiritual B12 shot.
And worship is a time where you are basically just using the breath that the Lord gave you, like it's his. You're just breathing it, but you're using it to actually pour out praises to him with the same air that he gave you to fill your lungs. And as rewarding as it is for us, we don't often stop and think about the fact that it's rewarding and it blesses the Lord when we bring him our praise. It is a wonderful smelling aroma to him. He inhabits the praises of his people. And I tell you what, if you want to have a time of recharging, you probably want to do something that the Lord can inhabit, because that's when he is able to bring his strength, his life to bear. And you're able to get those batteries recharged so that you're able to take another day. Of course, we're going to talk about worship as a way to recharge your battery. We can't get very far without talking about just spending time in Scripture. There's all kinds of analogies of Scripture being the bread of life, that Scripture is meat. You should have progressed past milk and be eating meat as you're growing. There's all kinds of ways to look at Scripture. Scripture is the Lord speaking. It's a record of him speaking. And then he is able to, while you're reading Scripture, the logos is the Greek word that is used for the word of God in this context. Like, the written word of God is the logos. And then when you're reading that, he steps in and he can bring another Greek word, the rhema. Rhema is the spoken word of God. That is where something on that page jumps off in your spirit and God starts breathing on it and talking to you through something you just read in Scripture. And that is where faith comes from, my friends. So we cannot talk about recharging the spiritual batteries without starting with worship and with Scripture.
On that note with Scripture, Cora and I, as always, have a quiet moment before we record. We'll wait for the Lord to say something. We might worship a little bit. Sometimes we get a fun little download right before we start recording, and I got a tiny one, and it was great, and it's part of tonight. And while rest is important, resting in the Lord is of the utmost importance. So I thought I'd give you a scripture for that. Psalm 37:7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Psalm 27:14. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. And lastly, Hebrews 4:10. This one's good. For whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his. If the God of this universe, you know, the one who made it, after doing so, chose to take a little moment, I think that speaks bukus and bukus of emphasis on the point of, guys, we have to rest too. And the best way to do that is in God. I think some of the best recharges I've had are when I have just gotten quiet before the Lord. When I just turn on my spirit, so to speak, almost in a way of just going, Father, I am wide open. Please just whatever it is you have for me in this moment. Some of the sweetest conversations I've had with him in my 30 years and change on this earth are in those still small moments. Some of the best downloads, some of the most intricate little adventures through the Bible that he sent me on all started from still small moments.
And I think that this is all just part of the relationship we have with him. Rest in him. Well, obviously, when you're resting, you're recharging. That's fairly obvious. And one of the most often quoted psalms talks about this. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. There's all kinds of promises of just being in relationship with the Lord and what he will choose to do and what he just is a natural outflow of his relationship with you. He is the source of life. He is the source of strength. He is the source of all that is good. And when you get in his presence and when you get time with him, things happen that you can't cognitively perceive. It's amazing to me when I've spent time with the Lord in the past and I start noticing changes in myself that I didn't even know he was doing at the time. And that's sometimes what it's like for him to recharge your batteries, for him to recharge you spiritually. You don't even feel it while it's happening. But when you get up and you walk away, you found out he done restoreth your soul.
I would say that is a good nugget. And I honestly feel a lot of times that the Holy Spirit, well, you know what? I'll say it like this, guys. A lot of times if the Lord is showing me something in my spirit, the Holy Spirit a lot of times is represented by water. And I find a lot of times just going into my spirit language spiritually is almost like having a glass of water. And let me explain. There is something refreshing about having this direct language with the Most High, the God of the universe. There is something recharging about just knowing that those are the exact words he wants to hear, that that is the exact prayer, because it is my spirit. It is the Holy Spirit flowing. And that living water, that spiritual watering hole that us as spirit-filled believers all seem to go and gather around being the Holy Spirit, it's renewing. To those of you who have a spirit language, who are baptized in the Holy Spirit, I would encourage you, pray in tongues every chance that you can. Spend that time, and I will tell you this, the more you do it, the more recharged you will feel, and the more sensitive you will find your things to the Spirit of God. I say this not just from having my grandfather tell me that for years, and here recently speaking with DW about it too, but by doing it myself. And I know for a fact, Cor's right there with me.
There's this interesting thing about tongues. We see all the other gifts of the Spirit that are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. There's a list of 9 gifts of the Spirit. The only 2 that we don't see in the Old Testament are tongues and the interpretation of tongues. This is a special gift that was reserved for after Jesus came. This is something that was not available. It's very interesting. Jesus told his disciples, the apostles, go to Jerusalem and wait for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. If we look at the lives of the disciples, they were performing all the other gifts of the Spirit. They were prophesying, they were having words of knowledge, they were casting out demons, they were performing miracles and healings and all these things. But these two things, praying in the Spirit, interpreting what's being said in the Spirit, those are the two things that Jesus said, before you go out and minister, before you go out into the world, I'm telling you, go out into the world, make disciples. Before that, though, wait, and I will send my Holy Spirit, and he will fill you, and he will give you this gift. Jude, the brother of Jesus, wrote in his book, which I would say Jude 1:20, but there's only one chapter, so most people just say Jude 20. Jude 20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Praying in the Holy Spirit builds us up. It edifies us. It strengthens us. Looking at that Greek word that is used there in Jude, building up, a great analogy in 2024 literally is recharging. You're building up on yourself. You're replenishing what you lost. You're recharging your battery when you're praying in tongues. It may not make sense, and if you don't have tongues yet, it's a wonderful time to ask the Lord for it. In the book of Luke, Jesus talks about a good father knowing how to give good gifts. What father would ask his son for a piece of bread, and he would give him a stone? Like, that's a good human father. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those of us who ask? So if you haven't received baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you haven't received praying in the Spirit, just ask Father for it. Ask the Lord for it. Say, Lord, if this is from you, I want it. If it isn't, keep me away from it.
Absolutely. It's a gift. It really is. And if you're saved, it is available to you. That simple. Another big one. And this is, gosh, I did not appreciate this until later in life, but something that will also recharge me in a way that I never understood early in life is fellowship. Fellowshipping with believers can just be, gosh, the cat's pajamas, because that's something that I say often.
So often. I can't believe, I can't even count on two hands how many times you said it just today alone.
Last episode even. But there's something special about it. You've heard me and Cor both talk about iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. That's Proverbs 27:17. That is a phrase we say often. To give you other scriptural reference, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And lastly, just to throw in another really good one, Galatians 6:2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Guys, there's something special about spending time with believers. And I am not talking about just having a worship night. I'm not even talking about a Bible study. I'm talking about going to a hibachi restaurant and just hanging out, loving on one another, having some laughs, and just building each other up. There's something about laughing with a friend. There's something about sharing life with others, especially knowing this person wants to do all they can for the King, and we share that in common, and we want to make as big of an impact on this world as we can in Jesus' name. There's something about being on the same team with a group of people. It could be your church family. It could be your regular family. It could be work family. Technically, some people in my life would fall into all those categories, you know? But it's just how God wired us for relationship with Him and with fellow believers. And I tell you what, I can't go backwards on that one now. I can only continue to grow and expand my group of family.
And it's crazy that sometimes the most important thing in life is just knowing that you're not alone.
Whew, amen.
There have been times in life where I didn't need anything from my friends. I didn't need anything from fellow believers other than knowing that I am not alone in what I'm going through. I'm not alone in this life. I'm not alone in trying to pursue the Lord. I'm connected with people. And that brings a certain strength. And I like how 1 Thessalonians, that passage you read, it said again, build one another up, recharge one another. It's only with the Lord that you can take two people who are both on low battery and somehow they both end up walking away with more charge than they walked in with.
I know that to be true. And I also know this to be true. You know what, guys? Corey is hitting the nail on the head with being alone. And I don't know what it is for. There was a point in my life where I didn't feel like I deserved friends. I didn't feel like I was worth it. I had isolated myself. And a lot of times we look around and go, nobody wants anything to do with me. But sometimes it's us not wanting anything to do with ourselves. And so I challenge you, if you hear us talking about that fellowship aspect and you're going, I don't have that, ask the Father for good, godly friends and watch what happens.
You know, the way we recharge our batteries, it's a very individualistic thing. You know, we're talking about some of the ways we do it, but I know people who spiritually recharge by painting, by singing, by dancing, by... There's all kinds of ways that you can recharge your batteries. And essentially, if it's something that draws you closer to the Lord, if you're doing it unto Him and it's not like explicitly sinful, you know, it can be a good thing. It can be fine to recharge your battery any way that leaves you walking away not feeling depleted. You know, for some people, spending time with other people is a huge drain. For other people, it's a huge boost. So, you know, if you are feeling weakened, if you're feeling like you're running on a low battery, I'm going to pass the ball over to Danny Boy, and he's just going to speak a blessing over you, and he's going to pray over you, and he's going to impart strength into you. It's very interesting how in the spiritual realm, we can do this for one another. We can step in and we can pray to the Lord and He hears our prayers and He imparts strength. He charges us and He does it so effortlessly. And if you will just partner with us in faith during this prayer, we believe you're going to walk away from this recording charged. You're going to walk away from this recording filled. And you're going to have a better idea how to manage your battery. You don't go to sleep without plugging your phone in. You don't get up for the day without a plan on how to recharge your spiritual battery. Just like you don't go a day without eating, you don't go a day without recharging some way. So, to get you by until you get time to get recharged, Danny Boy, take it away.
Guys, I want you to do something a little different. I want you to take your hand. I want you to put it right over your heart. And I want you to get in agreement with every word I'm going to say. Father, I just ask you right now to supernaturally charge up everyone listening to the sound of my and Corey's voices tonight. I thank you from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. You would just fill them with your Holy Spirit. You would fill them with joy. You would fill them with peace. And you would just fill them with love, Lord. That you would send wonderful believers to surround them, God. And I pray that as they go to bed tonight, you would just give them the most refreshing sleep they've ever had. I pray that their dream life would be awakened. I pray their thought life would be awakened. I pray that their prayer life would be transformed, God, and that it would all start right here, right now, with this supernatural charging. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, dear listener, we love you. We're believing the Lord's going to show up in your life and start recharging you in some impressive ways. He will restoreth your soul before you even know it.
We love you guys. Thanks for joining us again. And until next time, take care, y'all.